going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Okay, so we're talking about the fish mortality event today on... not necessarily today, but that's been going on the last couple of weeks on Lake Erie. And we have Jim Markham, the Region 9 Fisheries Manager, with us to discuss a little bit about what we're seeing happen and why it's happening. So, Jim, if you could sort of take it from there.
Yeah, well, reports started coming in last week of a lot of fish washing up on our Lake Erie beaches, and photos and actually personal accounts showed that those were mainly composed of alewife. So alewife populations in Lake Erie in recent years have been expanding quickly due to the warm winters that we've been having. However, alewife are a cold intolerant species. And in the prolonged ice cover that we had on Lake Erie actually caused a mass mortality in them this year due to the cold water temperatures that we have. This is a occurrence that we have seen in the past. However, the magnitude of the fish kill event this year is much higher than we have seen in the past. Due to the high biomass and numbers of alewife that we had out on the lake this year.
So is it something where, like, because we have not had the ice cover the last few years and relatively warmer winters, that the fish have been able to really kind of, like, their populations have really been able to grow quite a bit, and now this is sort of the cost of all of that?
That is spot on, TJ. That is spot on. In recent years, so alewife actually during the winter months actually go to the bottom of the lake, and they do this in Lake Ontario as well. Then there's a phenomenon. Most people think that the densest water is 32 degrees, but it's not. It's actually 39 degrees. So your frozen water at 32 degrees is at the top, and your 39 degree water is at the bottom. And in years without little ice cover or no ice cover on the lake, which we've had and for at least 6 years now on Lake Erie, those fish are able to go to the bottom and survive. However, this year was a totally different story. Prolonged ice cover caused the water temperatures to drop all the way down in the water column, and it finally reached the point where they could not survive those cold temperatures any longer, causing our mass kill mortality event that was underneath the ice pack.
Okay, I was going to ask that if they had it wasn't like a temperature inversion kind of thing. It was more just this was happening over time, and when the ice melted, then
yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, so the like I said, the it was strictly related to the, to water temperatures and that water underneath, water underneath the ice, getting colder and colder and colder. And then being a cold intolerant species, that probably the water temperatures, they weren't 32, obviously, because we didn't get complete water column freezing, but they probably were 33 or 34, and that was just too much for them to handle.
So this is a natural event, right? I mean, it's nothing that we need to be concerned about from a, contamination point of view, or something's going on with the lake. I mean, this happens because of.
Yeah, that is correct. This is not something that we haven't seen before on Lake Erie. However, typically in the past we've had as alewife populations expanded a little bit from a warm winter or two, we've had cold winters with ice cover to keep them in check, and we have seen mortality events. I've seen a few of them in my 24 years here at DEC happen with that, but never, of course, never to this magnitude, but totally a natural occurrence and was completely expected this year. But it was hard to estimate the magnitude of the fish kill that was going to occur this spring.
Geographically, is this kind of lake-wide or is it localized?
This is a lakewide event. Now, alewife are mainly in the reside in the eastern part of the lake, and we are seeing this not only in the New York waters but on the Ontario waters to the north of us on the northern shore of the lake. But actually further to the west, Ohio waters of the Central Basin are experiencing a fish kill of gizzard shad, which is actually a native species to the lake, but also cold intolerant as well. So I mean, this is not just New York waters. This is more of a lake-wide mortality event this year.
What kind of effect do you think it will have on the lake itself in terms of foraging fish or sport fish or anything like that? Is this going to be a problem in 2025?
I do not foresee this being a problem at all in terms of forage, available forage fish, or having any effect at all on our sport fish species. Lake Erie is blessed to have a wide variety of forage fish available, including rainbow smelt, rainbow goby, emerald shiners, and small gizzard shad. That are available for our sport fish species. And alewife are not typically a fish that we see come up in the fish diets a lot. They have been increasing in recent years just because their numbers have increased so much, but it's not typically something that we see in our fish diets at all. So I am not expecting to see any consequences of this as far as as far as available other forage fish species there, nor any effects on our sport fish species. We're expecting a great year of walleye fishing out on Lake Erie as it has been in recent years.
That's great. Is there anything that we're asking anglers, shoreline property owners, or other folks that go to the shoreline to let us know about, that we'd like reports or anything like that?
Yeah, I think that's a really great point. Right now the fish kill along our shorelines are seem to be almost exclusively alewife. But if shoreline residents or any beach walkers are starting to see other species that are starting to turn up, that is certainly something that we are interested in hearing about and checking out.
Any other messages that we'd like to get out to the public?
With that. So I think one thing that we should discuss is with the shoreline residents there. If you're a resident that has shoreline, that has beachfront there, you have several options, what to do with the fish that are washed up on the beach. You can certainly leave them and they will dry up or maybe wash back out into the lake. But you do have options for cleaning them up and disposing of them, if you choose to do so, with that. So we are recommending that small amounts of fish, can be put, out with your trash and out to local landfill. If you have larger amounts, I think it would be worthwhile for you to contact your landfill and discuss with them the options of what you can do. I think the other good thing to mention with this is just kind of more safety related. Although this is a natural fish kill event, we are urging landowners, I think to wear gloves if they're cleaning up fish on their property, just to be on the safe side.
Thanks, Jim. One of the other things I was going to ask, just is there any way of quantifying how much? I know that when we compute biomass, it's usually by weight more than numbers, right? Yeah. But any way to quantify how big an event this is or where it stacks up in history or anything?
Well, I can tell you what, it stacks up as the largest one I've seen in my 24 years here on Lake Erie. It's very hard to quantify numbers of fish. I can speak pretty frankly that it's in the millions. And I only say that given the photos that we've seen coming off the beaches and that most of these fish are fairly small. They get a lot that are 3 inches, but some that are in like the 5 to 6 inch range. But numbers of those, can add up pretty quickly. And I've talked with anglers out on the lake. They're seeing very high numbers of fish that are still out on the water, let alone beaches in New York and then on the North Shore in Ontario. I'm sure numbers are in the millions on this particular fish kill event with that too. But again, what we're seeing so far is fairly small sized fish.
So I think
I'd like one other thing to talk about here, and that that may come up, and I only do that. I hate to bring it over to Lake Ontario, but Lake Ontario is a lake that the alewife are their main forage species on there, and I'm kind of wondering if we might get some questions with that related to why is this not happening on Lake Ontario. With that, I think we answered that a little bit earlier, but let me just speak to that a little bit with that. So this event that we're seeing is restricted to Lake Erie, and we are not expecting nor are we seeing any mortality of alewife in Lake Ontario. So Lake Ontario does not freeze over like Lake Erie does, and like I said earlier, alewife in Lake Ontario in the winter months go to the bottom of the lake and can have plenty of water at the bottom that is warm enough for them to survive, and are not experiencing the same type of mortality that we're seeing on Lake Erie. And nor are we expecting any mortality on Lake Ontario alewife population because of that.
Yeah, you actually cut out there, I think, at the important part. Earlier on, just explaining why there's not this mortality event on Lake Ontario versus why it happens on Lake Erie.
Okay, I'll try to go back. So on Lake Ontario, alewife go to the bottom of the lake, and warmer water temperatures are actually on the bottom. So the heaviest, most dense water is actually at 39 degrees, and alewife move to the bottom of the lake where that warmer water is available and are able to survive, the winter there. So that's why we're not seeing any mortality on Lake Ontario. There's plenty of that water temperature available for these fish to survive on the bottom of the lake. But that was not the case in Lake Erie this year, where the water column and with the frozen lake up top, the water temperatures dropped and got cold enough where alewife could not survive.
Okay, that makes sense. Did we address the fact that this is a non-native fish early on? You want to talk about that a little bit too?
Sure. Yeah, that'd be a good thing. So alewife are a non-native species, not only to Lake Erie, but actually to all of the Great Lakes. They are actually native to the ocean and to the East Coast here, but they do migrate into fresh water to spawn. And like salmon and steelhead, for example, once they got in and invaded the Great Lakes, they were able to use the large bodies of water similar to an ocean and survive out here. But they are found in all of the Great Lakes and are not a native species to any of the Great Lakes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.